We're just seconds away from a conversation with Del Marion. He's on the board for the Zeta Kappa Lambda Foundation, which is the organization behind the upcoming Black and Gold Ball happening on the 16th. What is ZKL? What's the event all about and who's invited? Well, that hint is you. Del Marion, coming up next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Arion HR. Doing business is tough enough, and if you're a small business or a nonprofit, you got to wear a lot of hats. Why not take one off and leave the HR function to Arion, the folks who do that for a living? Learn more and grow faster. Details at AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for clicking through. We certainly do appreciate your attention each and every day on the Business News Hour. With me is Del Marion. Now, Del is with an organization that puts on the Black and Gold Ball each year. And we're going to talk a little bit about this because this is of community interest for everybody in the greater Des Moines metro and beyond. It's probably a neat idea for some other communities that are listening to this newscast as well. Del, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again, sir.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
And I have been several times to the Black and Gold Ball. Tell us who sponsors this and what it's about.
Well, Michael, it's sponsored by the ZKL Educational Foundation, and it's something that we've been doing for quite a while here in the Des Moines marketplace.
And what's it all about? I suspect it's both a fundraiser, and it's also, from what I can gather, it's a fundraiser. It's a time to celebrate some students with some scholarships. Yes?
That's absolutely correct, Michael. However, it's just the icing on the cake in terms of all the work that we do each and every year throughout the community and particularly in the schools.
And talk about that for just a bit. What kind of work do you do in the schools?
Well, it's really about a concentrated effort, Michael, and working with the students and mentoring and having workshops and things of that nature in terms of just trying to let kids know that they have a future if they invest in it.
And are you doing this in what grades usually?
Typically, Michael, it is the middle school and the high school.
Got it. And obviously, what we're talking about is a mentoring organization. Do you mentor kids at risk, or do you mentor just anybody that signs up and wants to be successful in the future?
All the above, Michael. When you open up a platform that is needed in the community, you never know who's going to show up.
Right. Yeah.
Is that true? And so we don't turn anyone away. We work with people where they are.
Del Marion, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and we're talking about not only the Black and Gold Ball coming up on the 16th of February, but also the inner workings of the foundation and the organization of which Del belongs to. Now, the foundation, ZKL Foundation, is also part of a larger group, isn't it?
Part of Alpha Phi Alpha.
There you go.
And I'm a life member and very proud to be an Alpha.
Now, we should say that Alpha Phi Alpha is this nation's oldest African-American fraternity. Would that be accurate?
You are correct.
Yeah, and doing great work, not just in Iowa, but across the United States, yes?
We do great work globally.
Yeah. How did you get into Alpha Phi Alpha?
Wow, that's a great question. I've always been attached to the community. I'm originally from Chicago, and I actually was in a fraternity in high school. So I got my my first introduction to fraternity life in high school. And so it was just, you know, the first thing that I thought about when I got into college.
Yeah, and I suspect it served you well over the years.
It served me very well. I've made friendships I've formed brotherhood relationships all over the country.
Yeah, and of course, the Alpha Phi Alpha organization has a number of stepping stones within it as well, from Boulé to life members, and mm-hmm. and it really is an interesting history, Alpha Phi Alpha. And if you get a chance, we'll have a link up on the radio blog so that we'll go directly to their organization, as well as the foundation that's putting on the Black and Gold Ball. How many scholarships are you giving this year?
I believe I'm not on the committee, but I am on the board, and I believe this year we are giving out 7.
Yeah, nice. And generally, these are individuals who have applied for the scholarship. There's certain requirements that they have to fulfill. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've been to the Black and Gold Ball. I can tell you that these are not chintzy little $200 scholarships, are they?
No, Michael, they aren't. And also, too, we do give some of the kids an option, too, if they want to apply, more than 1 year. Mm-hmm. They're welcome to do that as well.
What, has anyone done any longitudinal work on this, looked at some of the young people that have acquired scholarships and their post-college or post-trade school experience?
Well, Michael, I got to tell you something right now. A number of the kids that have applied have gone on and done some great things in the community and given back, worked for some really great organizations, and we're very proud of the young people that have been associated with ZKL.
Yeah. One of the things I think that it's important for me to underscore is while this is performed by a foundation generally and a subgroup of Alpha Phi Alpha, this is not only for African Americans, is it?
No. We've had other individuals other than African Americans apply for scholarships and be awarded scholarships.
Well, I mean, even to go, tickets are available, and we'll have links, of course, on the radio blog where you can buy your tickets. Even to go to this, lots of times, I know when I've been, often in the past, there is a smattering, if you will, of Caucasians and Latinos and Asians that may be there. But I really want to underscore the fact that this is a celebration for everybody, yes?
This is a celebration for the work that has been done and to recognize community leaders in the community. And this is a celebration for everyone.
Yeah, it truly is. And I was really honored to, a couple of years ago, when he was still in Congress, to be with former Congressman and now deceased Leonard Boswell, who was there and had great things to say about the organization as well as the scholarships. Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Del Marion, a former business owner, a former businessman who is, as a matter of fact, now he says he's retired, but he's working with another gig. What's that gig, Del?
The gig, as you should say, is something that is near and dear to my heart. Is something that I will dedicate the rest of my life, and that is working alongside of my son, John L. Marion, and he is the founder and president of the Inclusive Cultural University, ICU.
ICU. Talk to us a little bit about ICU. What is it?
Wow, Michael, I tell you, I'm not sure if we have enough time to talk about what my son and I are doing in the community along with thousands of others. But right now, it's a basic premise of respect. The university is designed to bring people together of like mind. And so I'm just having a ball. I just got back from the Super Bowl and meeting with some folks with the NFL. We have a partnership with the police department, Central Iowa Police Chiefs. We have a press conference that's going to be on the template sometime in the next month or two. And I also spoke to the governor of the state just 2 days ago to get on her calendar. We're doing work within universities and major corporations as well. So this is something that's going to be huge for the state of Iowa.
And I think, just given the letters, ICU, this is all about, if I remember our prior conversations correctly, this is about respect, but it's seeing people where they are and when they are. Would that be accurate?
That's absolutely correct, Michael. This is about engaging with individuals where they are and then finding that commonality.
Right. Because as my good friend Desmond Adams says, every pancake has two sides.
That's absolutely correct. They do.
And if we can get to the point, and how badly needed is that today? I mean, with all the divisiveness that's going on all over the place, yeah.
Michael, I got to tell you, just waiting for you this morning, there were two young ladies which you had the pleasure of meeting. They were so fascinated with ICU, and they've just found out about it today. They've already ICU agents. That's just how contagious it is. Yeah. And so we plan on transforming the entire state and eventually the entire country.
All right. His name is Del Marion, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to the Black and Gold Ball, if we can. Tickets, I suspect, are still available.
Yes, they are.
And what can people expect besides a great dinner, besides the opportunity to recognize the work that's being done in this community and the surrounding area? But it's a party at the same time, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you something, Michael. There are people in this state. This is the event to be at. And so, yes, it is a party. And back in my younger days, I enjoyed going to parties a couple of times a week. This is my one party of the year.
There you go. And it is a good party. All kinds of fun and camaraderie and people to get to know if you haven't already done so. Del, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Del Marion, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to all of this up on our radio blog.